From the UBO Business Services Studios, you're listening to KTXX-FM at HD1 BK, KTAE AM Elgin, K270CO Round Rock. Guests of the Horn appear courtesy of the Bob Steak and Chop House Hotline. Go see what all the fuss is about on Lavaca across from the W Hotel, Bob Steak and Chop House in Austin.
Time is a flat circle. Everything we've ever done or will do, we're going to do over and over and over again.
Afternoons on the Horn with Chad Hastings and Kevin Dunn.
Don't make me have to separate you two again. Damn it.
I should have stopped and said, Trey, are you okay? And I didn't. I still feel bad.
It was very unlike you.
It wasn't my best day. I messed that up. My wrong assessment was...
You sound like an old senator.
And was like,
what we have here is a misunderstanding.
You think I don't love women, but that is not the case.
That's not the case.
I have loved many in my life, including ones that are not my... Wait a minute, I've got to go to lunch. Never mind.
Chad and Kevin.
That is totally taken out of context.
Well, not really. I mean, you punched that baby.
With the Longhorns play and Austin Talk Sports. The Horn, 104.9, AM 1260, and hornfm.com.
Afternoon delight.
Hour number two on a Tuesday. Kevin Dunn is here. I'm Chad Hastings. Trey Elling getting you the intros here. Well, Alice in Chains for the people? Yeah?
Yeah, that's who that is.
Like Alice in Chains. Saw him back in the day before the great Lane Staley was his name, before the great Lane Staley passed away.
Do you know what I thought that was forever
as a kid? No excuses?
Allison Chains.
Oh, like a girl named Allison Chains.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Despite all my rage, I was still just ready to cage.
She has a very Tracy Chapman sound about her.
Yeah, she does. Exactly. You're right.
Very rough voice. Yeah, Allison was, been through a lot of heroin for Allison back in the day and caused that crazy voice to happen.
Those stories, just, any of y'all that have gone through that stuff, I've gone through some stuff, but nothing like that. I mean, that takes chemo, depression, all that out the window. Like, if you've been able to get through heroin and become, right, we're over it and you're living a productive life, good for you.
Absolutely. I would agree with that. It is the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260, hornfm.com. By the way, speaking of such things, my father-in-law had an angiogram today.
How'd that go?
He went pretty well. He was the beneficiary a couple years ago of a quadruple bypass heart surgery. And so he's been
pull those off, don't they?
They do, and he's been having some issues lately. Nothing big, just enough to. He was one that is a good lesson to learn, you know, because he was one of those that wouldn't always respond to the pains, and he was an old school guy.
He's old school in general. He's a NASCAR guy, right?
He's
Steelers.
He's got a little more of that old school vibe, but now he's one of those that if he feels anything going on, it's like, okay, we're going in, we're going to double check things. So they wanted to double check that. They're going to do a stress test and figure out if they need to do anything else. So anybody who's got family members going through stuff like that, best wishes to you today. And, you know, hopefully Chuck will be good and get the stress test done and taken care of. And hopefully he'll be able to go on the cruise in July and August because he gets us lots of benefits and stuff.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Because of the stress test?
No, I can't imagine going cruising without him because he's been on like 34 of them and you get free drinks and free food with him there.
Oh, do you accrue points?
Oh,
like
yeah.
Like the airlines?
Oh, yeah. You accrue a lot of stuff. They bring you free food, drinks. You get all kinds of stuff, and you know me.
Oh, no. I can see the smile on your face right now.
Me hanging with that group?
You've never liked him more.
Fantastic.
Plus, you enjoy his company on these cruises, too, right? It's not just about the hookups.
Oh, absolutely. I love, my favorite thing on the cruise.
I've never heard that.
Is probably watching him at dinner, because he loves the dinner. When they're they do Royal Caribbean cruises, so it's great food and everything. He loves to be waited on. Because my wife's stepmom is not,
and you guys
does not cook.
Tip on those things?
Yeah, at the very end.
Okay.
Yeah, you tip at the end of the week. Oh, yeah.
But like if someone's serving you that night, you don't tip them at all?
No, it's a whole system. It's all set up.
That would bug me.
Oh.
I wouldn't feel right about that.
Oh, no, trust me. It's all set up. You're fine.
That bothered me in Europe.
No, because think about it. You're at the same table every night.
Well, I've thought about it. It bothers me.
Same table every night.
I know how the system works.
Right, but it's the same table every night. They know where you are. You know where they are.
Same person waiting on you all week long.
Every single night.
And you take every meal and every drink into account with the tip and probably even go more than that.
The drinks are all separate. The drink tips are all separate.
But you tipping at the time when you get a drink?
Right. Yes. You tip right there when you get a drink. Now, okay. I thought you meant the service itself, like for food.
Yeah. Well, I mean both.
That's at the end of the week. Food. The drinks are as you go.
Okay.
Yeah. 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 They're good. They got this. They got a little setup.
All right.
They're fine.
Okay.
You're good.
I'd like to talk to them. but okay.
That's true. I'm the one telling you it's all fine.
Yeah.
To be fair.
Oh, but Tali says the tipping thing's fine.
It's great.
I've talked to a couple people that work there. I'm not sure about that.
It's fantastic. All right. It is the Horn, 104.9 AM, 1260, hornfm.com. Somebody texted in after Kevin was talking about A&M baseball, said, as an Aggie, we weren't supposed to be there this year.
Exactly.
Thanks for the comments, KD.
No, I mean, that's it. And look, that program everyone in the country knows it's been a sleeping giant. But it's been a sleeping giant while still playing pretty good baseball. There are some really good teams in my childhood. If the 92 team would have gone, I would have rooted for them. I mean, there are just some teams with some players that I just liked because my baseball love can even supersede UT stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I love it so much. I wouldn't give up on Rob. I mean, you look at a lot of these guys, Pat Casey, hell, Gilmore at Coastal Carolina. I know those are different programs, but let them kind of build and learn. If there was something structurally wrong with him, I'd say get rid of him. But there's not. Sometimes it takes some time and some bounces. The fact they got there this year is a good thing. Now just get back, and when you get there, do something. And I think they will. They're going to in our lifetime. I mean, they're going to do it soon where they're going to go in there, and heck, even if it's a 2-2, it'll make you feel better about it, right?
I would think so, yeah. It made me feel better than getting down 5-0 and 4-0 in the first two games.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. I mean,
you fought back and won. This one was tough to fight back in.
Yeah, it's just digging those holes, man. You can't get down 5-0 and 4-0 in Omaha.
No, not with these teams you can't. I mean, you know, you really can't any time, but especially on these. Now, Florida State and Cal State Fullerton kind of played that game where it was one of the first games in this tournament I've seen. Neither really tried to win it. They all had opportunities.
Yeah, that was a little bit of no, you.
Yeah, you. Okay, well, we'll give it to Mike Martin. 1-1.
Mike Martin, everybody. By the way, did you see that was the 1,000th game in Omaha?
Was it really?
The 1,000th game ever played at the College World Series was the Cal State Fullerton Florida State game.
Wow.
I thought that was kind of cool. So now we're into the second 1,000 games. And Kevin can tell you about all 1,000, I think.
Let's get into
it. Let's go to the box scores.
Dave Winfield.
TCU beat A&M 4-1 if you're just jumping in. So the Aggies are the second team to go 2-barbecue. Cal State Fullerton and A&M done 0-2 and out in Omaha.
Been there. I mean, it's a weird feeling. You're proud. Now, it's a better feeling if you're in your spot. Cal State Fullerton had a team, I think, in 2007 that I thought was the best team in the country. And I thought this team they're at least going to challenge. And things happen, and they went 0-2. I mean, and it wasn't like they didn't play that bad. They just went 0-2, and that happens. Yeah. That's a bad feeling. 0-2, you shouldn't have been there. It sucks, but hey, we can chalk another one up of trips.
6 o'clock hour is when the winner's game happens between Louisville and Florida, and we will jump into that. By the way, somebody texted, Chad, why are the Aggie ball players waving their pickles in the dugout? Not a setup for a joke. I'm just curious. A curious T-sip. Better luck next time. I don't know. I don't know where the pickle thing came from. If you missed it, A&M players for like a rally deal, it's like a rally pickle. They will take a pickle like you would get with a sandwich.
Right.
Like a segmented, you know, the cut pickle slice. And they will hold it in the air, and I guess they shake it around or whatever. So I don't know the pickle thing. Heck, I'm such a bad Aggie baseball fan, I don't even know where the bubble started. I don't know how long that's been going on.
Bubbles, I think, has been going on for a little while.
We didn't have bubbles when I was in A&M.
No, I don't think back in the Stone Age when you were there.
Oh, come on. The 90s wasn't the Stone Age.
But no, it wasn't.
That had to start after 2000.
Glorious decade.
If you're an Aggie out there and you can explain to us bubbles and pickles, there are Texas people that would like to know bubbles.
The last 10 years maybe for the bubbles. And yeah, some Aggie will know that. Pickles, I think, is this team.
Like, I really think
it's last year's team in this team.
Is it like a guy that wasn't going to play was working on a, you know, tuna salad sandwich from the concession stand, and they needed a rally instrument, and he just grabbed the pickle off the sandwich and shook the... I don't know.
Do you think that's it?
I have no idea where it would start. How would you get... What would you do? It couldn't have started with everybody having a pickle in the dugout, could it?
Maybe this team got themselves into a pickle, and as they started to play themselves out of it...
You know what?
That's probably a lot of it.
If there's a pun behind it.
It should be. That'd be good.
If there's a pun behind it, I do not support that. I don't know if I support that idea. That sounds dorky. That sounds like a dorky thing.
Yes, because waving pickles in the dugout is not at all dorky.
Yeah, you're right. It is a bizarre practice, but that happens in baseball. Baseball's a weird sport anyway, and then you combine the whole Aggie thing with baseball. Sometimes you get some interesting practices.
Here we go. Bubbles came in with Bluebell Park, so that makes sense timing-wise around
right,
there.
Right, yeah. It feels new to me.
And then
so,
pickles
okay.
started in the Super. Yeah, I thought it was just with this team. The Bubbles I'm fine with, though.
Yeah, it's an interesting, it's a weird look. If they get the right shot on TV when all the bubbles are everywhere, maybe it just came out of that, because you know they started doing that at weddings years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They stopped it with the bird seed, they stopped it with the rice. You can't throw rice at weddings anymore, bad for the birds. So we started going to bird seed. And then if you go to some weddings, they go bubbles. Everybody lines up and blows bubbles at the bride and groom because that's a little more environmentally sound. And I don't know what it was. I don't know. Some Aggie just went to a game with one of those bubble things. It's bad for the birds. I just told you that.
I know, but I mean,
what do you mean? What do you mean? You know?
Well, no, I don't know if it's bad for the birds.
Like it can kill them.
Okay.
It's really bad.
It causes their stomachs to explode.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Can't okay.
Go
well, then,
with... yeah,
there you let's go. Go bubbles.
See? Right?
I'm a bubble guy, then.
Go in bubbles. Love a bubble. All right. It is the Horn, and we've obviously talked some college baseball today. Also mixing in some college football, 74 days away from the first weekend. Here's a game we didn't mention. Speaking of two great unis and helmets getting together, Michigan and Florida are playing the Cowboys at Jerry's Spaceship.
Are they really?
Did you realize that?
No.
Michigan and Florida play at 2:30 on September 2nd. Love that. See what?
I guess, yeah, no, okay. That's coming back now.
Yeah, right. I'd forgotten about that game. So now that is theoretically, it could be the Florida debut of Malik Zaire.
Yeah, it could be.
Against Harbaugh and that Michigan defense. And we'll see what Michigan looks like. Does Michigan still have the same guy playing quarterback? Spate?
No, I think they lost him.
No Spate?
Where's my Phil Steele?
I do love. Baby. I love watching Jim Harbaugh work a quarterback, man.
They actually lose a lot of guys. So this is, yeah. I mean, we remember a lot of the guys that they had that were pretty good players. You're going to lose Butt. You're going to lose three of those guys in the secondary,
That's
including
right.
Peppers, including the guy that you guys took. Do you guys take Lewis or Clark?
Taco. Oh, we're talking about Taco Charlton?
No, not Taco, the DB. Jordan Lewis, I believe.
Lewis, yes. And Taco.
They had a
Cowboys
lot, right.
got them both.
They had a lot of guys that they're going to be losing. I just trust that guy so much. I do.
Yeah.
I think that they're going to have enough talent. Now, in that division, do you have their schedule pulled up?
Because I don't, but I'll get it for you.
That's all of a sudden now where you look at that division like we did a couple years ago in the SEC West. Who exactly do you have, and do you have any cheapies at all, and do you miss any of the big boys? And so I trust Michigan enough that even without really knowing their personnel, and we'll definitely get into that as you know the next week or 2 weeks, 3 weeks, as we start to focus in and zero in on college football, don't you trust him as a coach? He's
of
just
course.
Proven it everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Their non-con is Florida, Cincinnati, and Air Force. They've
okay.
got Purdue out of the West. They've got...
With a new coach.
Minnesota in the West.
With a new coach, right?
And they go to Wisconsin. Their last two games are at Wisconsin and hosting Ohio State.
Okay.
So, not to go over every single game, but those jump out. And they're at Penn State.
At Penn State. I was going to ask you about that.
At Penn State, at Wisconsin, Ohio State at home.
Okay.
And they host Michigan State. That's a good, tough schedule there. And you start with Florida, which may be tough. We'll see. But that's another game to look forward to in 74 short days. And again, 7 days away from Phil Steele, if our numbers are correct, if we're hearing the right dates on that. Kevin and I are both big fans of the Phil Steele magazine. Your Dave Campbell magazine is out right now, predicting my Aggies to go 7-5. I think they got the Longhorns going 8-4. I believe is the Dave Campbell prediction.
I was looking more at high school stuff.
We will
Which
double.
Is what I love about the Dave Campbells, man. They dig into that, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they do. They really get into that. Yeah, I peeked real quick at the Texas prediction. I looked at other stuff, and I think it was 8. I think they predicted 8-4 for Texas in Dave Campbell. But that magazine is out there.
That would be okay for Texas. I don't know if 7-5 keeps Sumlin in College Station.
No.
And I'm not sure whether you guys want that or not from talking to you.
Yeah, that's a weird subject. And I haven't talked to enough Aggies about expectation level because I feel like my expectation level for where they need to be sort of in the conference is one thing. And The expectation is that they should be winning 9 or 10 or 11 every single year. And my response is, it's just tough to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's really tough to pull off. And maybe that first season is a weird outlier, but we all know why. They won the 11 games to start with. I mean, it's
number two.
That's a big deal, right? Yeah. Having that guy.
And other guys, Mike Evans, you had some offensive, your offensive line's not the same.
No.
And he was even scrambling then.
And they should have a couple good young offensive linemen this year that are continuing to grow and coming up. Yeah, to start with Jokel and Matthews and all that they had. So it's tough to look at their schedule.
Yaphety.
And say
it's way off. Is that Yaphety? Is that right?
No, I think you're right.
Okay,
I'll give you that one. Yeah, that's good.
No, you guys were good.
It's closer than a lot of people. Yeah, no, that.
I want to hire Sherman. I mean, Herman's hiring people. I've said forever, hire Sherman just as a offensive line analyst.
Yeah, that's what I'll tell anybody. If you want to go back, anytime you see a highlight from 2012, A&M's offense, don't look at Johnny and don't look at Mike Evans. Look at the offensive line. Watch Jokel and Matthews on every play.
Mm-hmm.
They'll do something that will amaze you as just a good basic football fan. They did stuff all year. It was amazing. It was incredible. And they just don't have that quite have that anymore. Obviously, their early game is going to be the game at UCLA. I think the problem with the Aggies this year, Aggie fans may need to get ready for. I'm trying to get ready for it myself. I just think that early success isn't going to be there in 2017. Now they got some easy games they're going to win, but I don't think it's going to be another 5 or 6-0 start. I think UCLA gets them, and I think Arkansas gets them.
Yeah, we sit here though, 6-20, and right. It was September last year, maybe even before that, and may have been this time last year where we thought, well, if things don't go well for both, it does seem like Texas is going to be, however you want to put it, a year ahead or a year behind, but more a year ahead of getting rid of their guy and getting someone else. I mean, if you gave me money right now, I would easily take Chad Morris as the head coach this time next year over Kevin Sumlin. Now, there's tons of things that can happen with that.
That's what's been talked about.
But
yeah,
with that schedule and the expectations that, I mean, it's not like they've been set by the athletic director on a TV show.
No.
So,
no, it's not like he sat right next to Paul Feinbaum and called his coach out. That didn't happen.
It just feels like it's heading that way unless he does something special, which he's done before early on there.
Yeah. Yeah,
you have one of those years, he's back.
That's the other thing I wonder. There's no way to know. If the Aggies had some just more normal starts and it hadn't always been like a crashing finish, would it be different? Because sometimes it's just the schedule. Like, everybody realizes that at the end of this year, they have to go to Ole Miss and LSU. That happens every other year.
Yeah.
Every other year, they go to Alabama and Auburn. It's just a fact of their world now. And I'm not saying it's an excuse, but it's part of it, right? Oh, my God, the Aggies are 5-0. And I'm like, right, but look who they played in the non-conference. They barely got by this game.
But no one.
They slipped by Arkansas barely, and now they have yet to play Alabama, Auburn, and LSU.
Right.
And are you really going to be shocked if they start losing a few games?
But you guys get that no one, especially in Austin, and that's never going to be the case, but no one in the SEC, no one across the country is crying for you. You asked to go do that.
Absolutely. Right. They asked for that division of that conference. Yeah. Right. That's it. They asked for it, which gets me back to my original.
Now, Auburn's trying to get into the East, and they're trying pretty hard.
That's what gets me back to the original question. Is it unfair for Aggie fans to expect what they're expecting? Is it wrong for them to have those expectations in the SEC West right now? Is it unfair what they're asking for?
To get back to it, I would say that your football expectations are too much and your baseball expectations haven't been enough the last 50 years.
Interesting. All right, we'll continue the college football discussion. 74 days away from the first Saturday of games, including Alabama and Florida State, that Michigan-Florida game. There's some good stuff coming. And obviously, we'll talk some Texas Longhorns coming up, too. Tom Herman's got a trip to California in the early part of the year that is going to be a blast to watch. Coming up, we'll get you the big three. Update you on Omaha as the Aggies head home. Kevin's got one and done for you as well, right here on the Horn.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to
doubt it. Always dug this one. I'll make you so sure about it. It's got to be good live, right? God only
knows what. Depends. God only
knows. That's what year you see them, right?
Right.
God
depends
only
on the hitters up on stage with them.
Yeah. Oh, man. Happy birthday to Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. Chad and Kevin with you on this Tuesday. Hope you're having a good June 20th. Aggie baseball is not. They're out of Omaha. We'll give you the specifics coming up.
That was a good one live.
It's just a, yeah.
Now, the drummer had died.
Oh, is that right?
So they had a new drummer, and that was the big worry, because the drummer had died around that time before.
Just the drums are critical in Beach Boys tunes?
How dare you? You're a drummer. Screw you.
I'm terribly sorry.
Go ahead. I didn't notice much difference. Of course, then again, I was dying of a heat stroke at 6.
Yeah. We have to realize this is a band that had John Stamos as a member at one point.
Oh, I know.
You realize that.
Nah,
right?
They had jumped the shark by then.
I think that is right. When you're appearing on, not Family Matters, Full House, it's a different thing.
No, were they on the show?
Oh, yeah, they came on the show.
Okay.
Yeah, they came on the show.
I mean, I knew he was in the video.
Yeah, they came on the show and hung out a little bit.
Oh,
A little bit tough. Yeah, you're right. That's probably...
at least it got them together.
Right. Could have been the reunion tour right there. It all started right there. All right.
Some serious drugs in that story, brother.
Yeah. Well, that's why I said Brian Wilson, I hope he's doing well at 75, because there's a lot of drugs in that story, but there's also a lot of abuse in Brian Wilson's life.
Yeah.
He was on the wrong end. Not that there's a good end of abuse, but I mean, that he as a kid, he was tortured and beaten and tied to trees. And
so you think the other end's the right end?
I know
the way you phrase that.
Yeah,
but yeah.
There's no good place to be there. But
the worst end. How about that?
Oh, God. It just is. Yeah, he's a terrible. It's amazing that such beautiful high harmony music and thoughts came out of his mind. Because he had every right to be like the first death metal guy he went through.
You would have thought, because he was a lot darker than his lyrics would say.
Right. Yeah, he got out of it he went to the music for the other side.
Right.
He's like, I'm going to get happy music, because there's nothing happy when I go home. I'm going to be happy music guy.
Chad's the other way. It's nothing but flowers at home, so let's go ahead and see if we can't be tough guys.
That is probably correct. Yeah, I think that's probably the way it works. All right, and I hope that people are in my situation and not his, right? Of the two, I hope your music is evil and your life is not, rather than the other way around.
Yes.
Right, because if you're listening to Barry Manilow every day, but your life is terrible, I think you'd rather have it my way. I had a great day yesterday, drove home listening to some Alice Cooper, you know.
Or you could just try and be in the bubble I am and have everything be great and life's good at home.
That's
and
true.
You listen to soft music.
That's true. You could be Kevin,
right.
Life's great, and you listen to 80s music like Aha and
hey, Wendy,
Katrina and the Waves.
Wendy's got a movie on. Nope, no thank you. I enjoy my sleep.
All right, let's jump on into the Big Three, get you updated on stuff.
The Big Three.
Yes, I'm required to tell you that A&M baseball is headed home. TCU beat them 4-1.
Boom,
boom. Oh, brother.
You got there.
Yeah, they did. They got there. How many times is that, Kevin?
6. So when you've been 5 times, if a team that shouldn't get there gets there, even though they go 0-2, you got to start somewhere.
Ding, ding. 2 in barbecue for the Aggies. TCU wins 4-1. They'll play the loser of Louisville and Florida. Winner of that one tonight gets a couple days off, and they don't have to play till Friday. Oregon State blasted LSU last night. They could just about fly home, have enough rest, and come back if they wanted to, but they get 3 full days off and don't play again until Friday. Oregon State has won 23 in a row. And Kevin tells me earlier, it's not just that. They've won 23 in a row twice this year.
They tied their other record this year.
Oh, my God. 56-4 is their overall record. They've won 23 in a row again. And if you have any money and you want to bet on the College World Series, they feel like the team to lean towards. Once they got by that first game, it was like a one or two run game. And then they got the momentum going against LSU. LSU showed it last night. You can't make little mistakes against Oregon State. Don't make the big ones. You just have to be pretty darn perfect to beat them.
Yeah, Kim Mulkey's kid had an error that got them some runs.
Yeah, I saw
and
her
then that. The center fielder, who's going to be a really good player. He's got some juice, hit a bomb later on, a freshman. There's some great center fielders, as I mentioned yesterday in this tournament. He's one of them. He didn't hit the cutoff guy, and you could see both middle infielders saying no, and then Nick Madrigal, who I'm going to get to with Oregon State and my one and done, just right away. It reminded me of Dustin Majewski in Tallahassee in the 2003 Supers, when they look like an all-star team that are 3 years older than the Bad News Bears team that they're playing, and they're taking bags, and it's unfair. Extra bags. Now, to do that against a team that's as good as LSU and do it all year, like, you can't give them anything. And then once you give it to them, they said it last night, they smell blood.
LSU and Florida State play tomorrow for the right to try to beat Oregon State two more times. Good luck. Right in the middle of the Big Three, brought to you by Sinus and Snoring Specialists. Get sinus and snoring relief with Dr. Dan Slaughter at Sinus and Snoring Specialists, 512-601-0303 or sinussnoringent.com. Astros win, Rangers lose. That theme has carried through a lot of this baseball season. It's now 12 games on the lead for Houston. George Springer hit his 20th last night, third in the AL in home runs. Mr. Judge for the Yankees leads that category, in case you didn't know.
Have you watched him yet?
Judge?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He's a monster.
So I said it, I think it may have been while you were gone. Do you know how many home runs he hit during his 3 years at Fresno State combined?
The way you're asking that question, I'm going to say like eight.
Right. 18 total in 3 years.
Is that right?
So,
wow.
And had that last year where I guess he had maybe it was 10 or 12.
Who were they pitching him?
Well, I mean, it goes to show you unleashing it and kind of letting things develop and how important that developmental time is. And so he was making progress there. But then once he got in the minors, same thing. It kind of built up a little bit. He's never hit this many homers in his life. He's not at the All-Star break.
Wait a second, Brady Anderson.
It's crazy.
No, dude. Brady Anderson was 5'10 and 170 and then went to 5'10, 200 with nothing but pipes and Popeye forearms.
Yeah, I don't think Judge...
Judge was this big coming out of the womb.
I'm still skeptical of something there.
If he's All right. I think he was 5'10.
I'm skeptical you threw that ball.
The last time Judge was 5'10", he was like 7, I think.
Right, yeah.
Man.
No, he's legit. He was that big at Fresno State.
It doesn't always include steroids, per se. Performance-enhancing drugs, there's a spectrum
Adderall,
of
Adderall, you saying that, like, to focus?
Popping perhaps. Greenies. Maybe going greenies again, you think?
I mean, the uppers are what a lot of guys used to love.
Going Joey Bell with the bat?
Could be. Oh, yeah. That's true.
Heard a TCU guy today. I heard the bat, and I go, I'd check that.
Really?
And it was a ping that just, and he didn't hit the ball that hard, but I'm checking that ping.
We haven't had a good bat corker in a while.
It
was
been
the last
a
bat
while.
Corker we had? Sammy?
Sammy, really?
When the thing split open?
I mean, I think there's been a couple since then, but no one, like in the minors too, but no one who's that big.
Remember when, who was it checked? Was it Albert Bell's bat they checked that day?
I was at the game.
You were at the Albert Bell game when he did the muscle thing?
That may have been after. I was at the game when they took the bat. It was Cleveland at Chicago
The
New Comiskey, and they took the bat.
Yeah.
We didn't really know what was going on. I did. I was like, wait a minute. I was like, told my cousin, I'm like, they're taking his bat. I was like, White Sox don't trust it, so he has to get a new bat. He may have done it then, but I think he did that later on after he hit a home run.
That was one of the best.
Later in the series.
Pointing at his bicep.
Well, we didn't know what was going on.
Saying it's right
below
here.
Us is that Cleveland was in the air ducts and trying to break into the room to switch the bat. Remember, they got caught for that.
Oh, my God. I forgot that part of
yes.
it.
Yes.
We need a good bat corking story.
Where did Joey
story,
come
don't
from?
Don't we?
They sent like Omar Vizquel up into the air ducts to try and steal that bat back.
They sent a middle infielder up into the catacombs.
Well, LSU people
That's
told
awesome.
Me that he was corking his aluminum bat in practice. Not during games, but in practice. So he was already in that mindset. He had skipped to learn from.
What, you unscrewed the bat and
put some tennis balls in there.
Put tennis in. Wow, that's
tennis
crazy.
Balls, really?
Yep.
You know what else we need other than another bat corker? We need another older pitcher who's trying to use like the Necro / Perry antics to get some extra things on the baseball.
We need a Harris from Major League in the majors again.
Harris,
get that
yes.
guy going. That's what we need.
He was little all over it.
Little jalapeno in my note. You put snot on the ball. You will too one day, youngster.
Well, these guys are smart. They're using the humidity in Omaha right now to get them some grips.
Yeah, that happens. You got to use everything you can except, you know, some of the other stuff.
I forgot to ask Kevin really quickly, based on my first pitch on Sunday,
We got 2 hours. You don't need to be quick.
I realized...
Are you serious? We got nothing but time.
That's true. It is the dead
we
of summer,
slow it down.
Too. I realized when I was actually practicing on Friday, not the fake practicing I was doing with Brad, that I felt most comfortable with gripping the baseball where the seams... Come to where the humps come close to one another, grabbing both of those seams. Is that considered a four-seamer?
No,
or
that
a two-seamer?
That would actually be a two-seamer.
That's the two-seamer.
So you're going with the seams.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
it's a two-seamer.
I really, I'm going across the seams with my fingers.
All right, you have to show me a baseball because you're telling me two different things here.
Okay.
I wish everybody could see Trey is like doing this weird artsy thing with his hands.
Well, that's the problem. He looks like two scorpions with both hands. He's trying to play the seams. Are you throwing it with or
here's
against?
The seams. Here's
my
the seams
arms
right
are
here.
The seams.
Here's the seams right here. Go. Here's my fingers. Are going across.
You're not helping. You're really not.
Is that Father's Day ball still in there?
That is awesome. We're going to have to find us a baseball to figure that one out. All right. There's some big three. I think I got all the way through it. NBA draft coming up on Thursday. Spurs fans, Pau Gasol is going to probably opt out on his player option, but he could still end up back with
the Spurs.
Kind
of like Crash Davis. I walk around with a baseball.
There you go. All right. We'll get that figured out. But first, we need to get you a little one and done. Let's go one and done here.
Peter liked to be
one and with me.
Done.
There we go. Before we get the sponsor, what was Trey throwing?
He was throwing a four-seamer.
Four-seam
so I
fastball.
Would, that's how I was taught to throw it. And then you can also throw it against the horseshoe like that.
What's a split finger?
A split finger is actually splitting it.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, there we go.
Hey, like that? You can see why I was working that fleshlight so well.
We got pitching
some
lessons.
Dexterity there.
Right in the middle of the show. That is what June 20th will bring you. All right.
He didn't realize the split finger was actually splitting it like that. Roger threw this 84 at one point.
Ugh, that's crazy. One and done, brought to you by Texas Card House, Austin's premier poker club. If you love cards and you're looking for a great place to play, check out Texas Card House, texascardhouse.com, and on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, at Texas Card House. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Dunn.
All right, so Roger would have been on that 82 team that went 57-4. They didn't finish it off. They finished it off the next year in 1983 to win it all. Man, this Oregon State team, they're going to go down as one of the best ever no matter what happens. But we talked about them a lot yesterday, kind of previewed them. I hope people could see just everything they do and how complete they are as a baseball team. Nick Madrigal is one of my favorite players we've seen in a long time. You can see the comparisons to Dustin Pedroia, just such a small guy, but a guy that has so much baseball in him, not only talent, but also IQ. And it goes through the whole lineup, their whole lineup, left, right, 1 through 9. These guys battle. They take long at-bats. They take pitches. Their takes are as good as anyone I've seen in a long time. And when they want to be competitive and actually get the barrel in the zone, they do. They've got KJ Harrison, who can give them pop. They start off with Stephen Kwan, who's your ideal leadoff guy, who can play center, who will drag, has a little bit of gap power. Man, this is a complete team right now, Chad. I didn't grow up an Oregon State fan, but I'm going to be rooting for this team the rest of the way. When you see teams that are this special, I want them to finish it. I've seen Texas teams that didn't finish it and that did. I wanted Cal State Fullerton in 95 to finish it because it's one of those all-time teams, and I feel that, especially after last night. I've watched in the last couple months, but last night just reaffirmed to beat an LSU team that was on a 17-game win streak and was that hot, to beat them the way you did, they're playing some special ball, and they have been all year.
And they get those 3 full days off before playing Friday. LSU or Florida State is going to have to beat them twice to get to the championship. Oh, by the way, if Oregon State wins on Friday, just one game, then they get to rest till Monday. Because the championship round doesn't begin until Monday. Think
about
that.
Crazy.
Think about all that time they could get off. 3 full days here, plus they could get 2 more full days on the weekend because they've already set Monday as the start time for that 2 out of 3.
And it's one of those, if you play it right, you don't miss a guy who had Heimlich's numbers. And his numbers were stupid.
Silly
stupid
stuff.
With a stupid staff that has some of the best ERA numbers we've seen.
All right, coming up, let's see what you have to say. The afternoon blitz is coming up, and Kevin introduced me to the leadoff guy yesterday. We'll see if he comes back. He was fantastic yesterday. You jump in right behind the leadoff guy. 447-3776. Get in line. It's almost time on the horn.
The Horns text line is brought to you by Specs, a Texas-sized selection of wines, spirits, finer foods, and specialty beers. Cheers to savings.
The Blitz.
Additional sponsor, Trey.
Today's additional sponsor is the obvious one, Aggie's Go-To and Barbecue in Omaha.
Oh, that's rude. You could have said anything else there.
He was kind of rooting for them to win it all.
I'm disappointed right now.
Because you wanted me to grow the rat tail and grow the mullet?
One, if not both, yes.
Yeah. It's all on me. I had you, considering where they're at, if I just said they get to Omaha, you would have taken that.
Maybe, yeah.
It would have been close.
Yeah, it would have been close. That's true. All right, first blitzer, you're up.
Yes, I am so proud of Tiger Woods for seeking professional help for his prescription medication management. You know, I'm a professional, too, and I'm ready to help him out anytime he needs to. This is Reese Lato.
Oh, man. A lot of people like to turn these any story with a drug in it, they could turn it into a Lato joke, can't they?
I got our transition there. Justin Ray, most likely at 4:05 tomorrow from the Golf Channel. That will be one of the discussions. Not Reese Lato. He's not working at LHN anymore. He doesn't know who that is. Right. Tiger, we'll talk about.
It's going to be Tiger, yeah. Next blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Chad, man, what's the only thing that's faster than Aggie staying in Omaha?
What's that?
Andrew Bogus career as a calf.
Even I got to laugh at that one. Next blitzer, you're up.
Looks like I'm going to be binging on that doorbell when I return to the station. This is Blob Childress.
Bobby, did you say Bob or Rob?
Was that Blob Childress?
Oh, I think that is what he went with.
Is that the joke now that every A&M coach is obese even though none of them are? That's the joke?
I was worried that you guys were going to have to change a name like the Astros did with Enron. I mean, when all that stuff was going down with Bluebell.
Oh, right, with the ice cream.
Because it works. That's a good park name.
It does.
Brings back good memories as a kid.
Oh, it sounds great. I love the name. Love the name of the park. Very, very, very much in favor of that. Glad they figured out all the problems, and we're now back to Bluebell stuff. You know, back to the ice cream.
Right, I mean. Right, yeah.
Next blitzer, you're up.
Man, I just had a Tony Baroni flashback.
Stop it! No, there's no reason to bring that up. Next blitzer, you're up.
Did y'all see that chick that was suing Bill Cosby? Man, that's one lie, love it looking creature, man.
All right. Next, I did not. No.
I didn't either.
No.
I just hope he spends the rest of his life in jail.
Mistrial. You see that happened while I was gone?
I did. I guess that's the only one because the statutes, that's a shame he's got away with that.
I'm not sure if it's over yet. Hopefully not.
Hopefully he'll die soon.
Next blitzer, you're up.
BK and Trey were having way too much fun today.
Can you have too much fun? Sports radio?
I don't know. That's a good question.
It's tough.
That's the deep. Products that we were playing with in the first segment of our show, which was also Facebook Live, yes.
I got to give Chad a lot of credit.
Kevin's been playing with one the whole show.
I really have. And I've been, and also not even doing it
Dude,
sexually.
Stop stretching just that like, thing out so much.
Just like, well, you know. Just like it would be any toy. I know, I didn't have much on that.
It's a baseball glove. But
it is. Just playing around
just
with it.
Was great. Yeah. Trey and I, if for no other reason, you made us laugh. I don't know if anybody else caught that.
I tell you what, give me a weight belt and some oil and we'll really get this thing in.
Next blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Trey, go ahead and cue up the Mike Matheny thing and I'll tell you why. Hey, Chad. Trey and BK better dread the day that they have to go get, you know, that exam done that us 40-year-old men have to do. I did that today, and God, dog, I hate that exam, man.
Yeah.
That's the story of Mike Matheny.
I was wondering where that was going. That's probably the best way to say it. Have you had that yet?
A prostate exam?
Yes.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yes, I have.
Do you enjoy it?
I don't think enjoy is the right word, but it wasn't like something that I thought was...
Was it invasive?
Horrific. Well, by definition, yeah.
Okay.
I've had one of those.
You seem to be cool with all these things.
That's fine. No problem.
One finger or two?
As I recall, one. As I recall, it was one.
He's not really sure.
One.
I mean, could hope tell you?
One very...
I don't know. It could have been a couple feet in there.
One very medical trained finger, as I recall. To double check these things. I got no problem talking about it. My dad.
I bought a DVD with almost that same title.
My dad fought and beat prostate cancer, so I've got to be up on this stuff. And
it's worth it. I'm not saying it's not worth it. We can laugh at the situation, though.
Now, the last time I went to the doctor and
not
got all
prostate
that,
cancer, the exam.
The exam, right. Last time I went and got all that checked, the blood test revealed no need for that exam.
But you said, you know what, Doc, since we're here.
No, I did not.
I had a couple drinks. It's Friday.
I did not.
Was he gloved up or was he going Moises Alou?
I'll do you two. I mean,
did you just say Moises Alou?
Yeah,
that's a good reference. I like
Thank
that.
You.
I don't know if I get that because Moises just all I know about him is he would pee on his hands.
Yeah,
right?
But no batting gloves.
Oh, okay.
He and was going too. No batting gloves.
Oh,
and
I got
you. If you add that in, it makes
yeah,
it
he pees
really
on his hands.
Disgusting. Yeah.
Remember how? And that's been coming from the family.
Yeah, that's the Alou secret.
That's the Alou secret.
That's a family secret. Which I
thought it was hand-eye coordination.
Which I thought, in a way, it is. which I thought was the most disgusting thing I'd ever heard of in sports until Floyd Mayweather fought Juan Manuel Marquez. Do you remember that? When the 24/7 show on HBO revealed Juan Manuel Marquez drinking his own urine?
I think I turned off at that point.
Oh, my God. And maybe the best episode of that show ever was when Floyd saw, because Floyd would watch every episode at home, and they showed Floyd Mayweather seeing that. And for the rest of the fight prep, he called him the pee-pee drinker. And I thought, well, why not?
Yeah, that's
right. You're feeding a ego monster in Floyd Mayweather anyway, but you're going to give him that to talk about?
Yeah.
It was disgusting.
And you're not even feeding him what you feed yourself,
right.
Urine.
Exactly. It was disgusting. And if no one remembers that fight, it did not help him there. Although he knocked Manny Pacquiao out later, maybe that helped for that, but it didn't help him against Floyd. That was disgusting.
Yeah.
How did we end up talking about that? Oh, Moises Alou. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was me. That was me.
That was more true.
I went down that disgusting road as you're over there playing with disgusting things.
Just a toy. That's all this is.
To some, yes. Sounds like to Brad Kellner, it's a lot more.
This is just a toy.
5 o'clock. It's going to be Brad's wife soon. 5 o'clock hour is coming right up.
Probably cooks better.
Talking some college football. We're 74 days away from that first weekend. Let's talk some Texas football coming up on the Horn.